Wisconsin hunters shot or trapped a new high of 257 gray wolves during last fall's season. People have been waiting to see how the wolf hunt, plus cold weather and other factors, might have changed the state's wolf population estimate, which last spring was more than 800. The DNR's Dave McFarland says this year's number is almost ready to release. He also says the meeting to talk about the count changed from an open one to one just involving DNR staff. McFarland says the change was made to provide extra protection for the scientific integrity of the data.
For example, with our radio-collared animals, we know the exact location of those animals at given points in time. And the release of that information could result in a heightened harvest pressure in that area.
McFarland says the DNR will be releasing wolf population estimates for each management unit, which is a multi-county area of the state. Groups with concerns about the state's wolf hunt are suggesting the meeting was closed to the public to make it harder to fact-check the DNR's numbers. The DNR says on May 19th, a wolf advisory committee will make recommendations on how many wolves should be killed this fall. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.